Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching is entitled, Am I for God?
A reading from 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 to 9. Brothers and sisters, I myself was unable to speak to you as people of the Spirit. I treated you as sensual persons, still infants in Christ. What I fed you with was milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And indeed, you are still not ready for it, since you are still unspiritual. Isn't that obvious from all the jealousy and wrangling that there is among you? From the way that you go on behaving like ordinary people? What could be more unspiritual than your slogans, I am for Paul, I am for Apollos? After all, what is Apollos and what is Paul? They are servants who brought the faith to you. Even the different ways in which they brought it were assigned to them by the Lord. I did the planting, Apollos did the watering, but God made things grow. Neither the planter nor the waterer matters, only God, who makes things grow. It is all one who does the planting and who does the watering, and each will be duly paid according to his share in the work. We are fellow workers with God. You are God's farm, God's building. The Word of the Lord. The Gospel according to Luke 4, verses 38 to 44. Leaving the synagogue, Jesus went to Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to do something for her. Leaning over her, he rebuked the fever and it left her, and immediately she got up and began to wait on them. At sunset, all those who had friends suffering from disease of one kind or another brought them to him. Laying his hands on each, he cured them. Devils, too, came out of many people, howling, You are the Son of God. But he rebuked them, and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. When daylight came, he left the house and made his way to a lonely place. The crowds went to look for him, and when they caught up with him, they wanted to prevent him leaving them, but he answered, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns, too, because that is what I was sent to do. And he continued his preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. There is a direct and shrill contrast between our reading from Corinthians today and Jesus' action in the Gospels. The Corinthians are a divided community, divided into fan clubs for Apollos, fan clubs for Paul. And the Gospel simply shows Jesus doing the work of God. The conclusion which Paul comes to when he addresses the Corinthians' divisions, it doesn't matter who is doing the work, it is all one, the work of God. This, of course, calls us to reflect most profoundly on our current situation here in this week of September of the year 2018, where we have so many people within the church shouting, I am for Francis, I am for Vigano. Who of us is left to be for Christ? Who of us is left to undertake the healing mission, the teaching mission, the preaching mission, the mission of witness? If all that is perceived in the press are the two factions, I am for Francis, I am for Vigano, who of us can be for God? Who of us can be for Christ? The ancient divisions of the early church are still ours, very much current, which highlights a deep theme within all of scriptures. As the scriptures repeat and repeat that we are called to both witness to God and to do God's work, so too the scriptures witness to the inability that we have because of sin to actually hear this call, this our baptismal call, this call to growth and an encounter with the Spirit. For too often our human attitude is one of possession. We possess the truth, we have. And in a consumer society, of course, the more things you have, the better you are. We have made truth, the truth of our faith, a consumer item. And things are limited. Things are closed. Things are what they are. But the truth is a beauty that grows, that expands, that proliferates, that involves, that calls. It's not a thing limited and closed. It is not a thing captured between the covers of the catechism, captured between the covers of a Bible, captured between the covers of a letter. The truth is that which inspires all these things and draws us to a deeper appreciation of where they are pointing, all pointing to God and all pointing to our union with God. But we don't listen. We turn growth into a thing, into a quantifiable possession. And one can see that Paul already has an irritation with this to the Corinthians, and even more so to the Galatians, where his language gets quite rough. The truth is a living relationship with the living God, and we grow in it. As we grow in friendship, and as I am sure married couples grow in love, they have it, but it is not yet complete. We have friendship, but it is not yet complete, for it grows and expands as our understanding of each other expands, and as age takes its toll, and as we have to assist and support each other in so many different ways. So too with the truth, the living relationship with God, growing and expanding. And to limit it to say, I am for Paul or I am for Apollos or whatever it is this year, accidentally this week, Francis and Vigano, that is to reduce the truth, to limit it, to close it, and to walk away from God's work, which brings healing, integrity, and understanding to the world. Let us choose God and the adventure of growth, the adventure of the work that God has called us to do as the baptized, to heal, to teach, to lead to God. Amen. Thank you.